This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendo. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. The power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use that power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. The power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Corporation Nation on this Halloween night, October 31st. With me, of course, on Thursdays is Freeman Burt. His website is onlyfreeman.com. And, of course, men is a simply a term used to describe mankind, both female and male. So let's not get caught up in statuses or any of that type of thing. So we're going to get into the maxims of law. Now, I just wanted to read from Ecclesia.org and their description. This is basically, these maxims are the foundation and principles of law that man passes today. Unfortunately, men enforce their own will in their own self-interest more than they enforce the law. And so it's important to distinguish here what law is and what the maxims of law say compared to what the legal codes and private laws that are passed in government by men are. And so this is why, in addition to knowing God's law or the law of nature, it is important to know man's law. Because man's law is based, or should be based, upon God's law, or natural law. And of course, Jesus is famous for, in the Bible, and this is why Scripture is so important, because actually these maxims are based a lot on the Scripture. And it's very much a distinction between commercial law and the maxims of law. So people commonly want to be in common law. Which is a mistake, unfortunately, and I'm going to read this to you. It says it was rendered by John V. Parker, the chief judge in this case, which was, George E. McKinney, Sr. versus Donald Reagan, Secretary of the Treasury. And this is what the judge ruled. He says, petitioner's shield of the common law as an unenfranchised sovereign individual of the United States of America, a republic, quote unquote, provides him with the same degree of protection from federal income tax evasion as did the ghost dance of the Sioux warrior from the repeating rifles of the federal cavalry. Absolutely zero. And so here's the issue that we have, and Bert, you know, like we said, it's important to know both sides. It's important to know the language, and it's important to know both law. Systems of law to an extent. The danger is when we try to apply their law to justify our own. And that's a kind of a hard concept to to understand. And I think it's important, again, to note that these maxims of law, again, are based a lot on Scripture. And that's because, again, as we've discussed, Scripture or the Bible is a presentation. It is evidence of the law. Okay. The New Testament being the newest testament or the newest testimony or evidence of law. So all of the ecclesiastical law and all of the civil law is based around that, and its justification does come from that higher authority, if you will. So when we're reading these maxims, we see a lot of God, the word God. And again, I just try to remind people that when we're considering the word God, we have to consider it in this world, in this natural realm, because that is what that is where we live. That is where we live and breathe. Whatever's in the next world is not what's important in this aspect. We're only talking about what's in this world. So, in other words, turn the word God into the word nature, and everything makes so much sense, because God would be the creator of nature, da-da-da-da-da. If we can just get past the religious wooey-hooey part of the legal, the lawful structure of God's law, then we can so understand how to live our lives in harmony, without government, without the need of religions to tell us what to do or think. It's all written right here in the maxims of law. So, I don't know. Where do you want to begin here, Bert?
Well, let me add a little bit more to what you're talking about common law. Because most people have a romantic view of common law. And most people want to talk about the common law as it existed, which is the way it's described when you're talking about the Constitution. When they refer, you look at the Constitution of any state, they're referring to the common law as it existed at the signing of the Constitution for the United States of America. But also remember that under that common law of England, people were getting their heads cut off. Okay? So you have to be a little careful about the common law that you want to employ in whatever it is that you are doing, because if you're strictly talking about English, meaning King's common law, well, you know, a lot of people were leaving England because they didn't like the King's common law. That's why they were coming here, trying to look for a better law to live under. So you have to be very careful what common law it is that you are talking about, because if you want to live under the true common law, then you would have to talk about the common law that is common to all common law, which is the law that Clint is referring to, the law of God that pre-existed all the other law.
Well, and it's important to note too that common law is not in the Bible. It is not something that's talked. It is a product of mankind, not of nature, and that's the point I think we're trying to really get across here. The only thing that I will say, and I had a tough time getting over this hump, is that when I am reading about some of the things it says here, and again, the reason I like Bouvier so much is because it's very honest. It gives you, it talks about eugenics, it talks about slavery, it's not providing the information as a tyrannical thing. It's just simply giving you the knowledge and giving you the description of what these things are. And I consider, when we look at some of the things it says about slaves and servants, I don't consider it to be coming from a king. It's coming from as more of a warning. So when we read these, like it says, whatever is acquired by the servant is acquired for the master. A slave is not a person. A slave and everything a slave has belongs to his master. Mm-hmm. He who acts by or through another acts for himself. He is not presumed to consent who obeys the order of his father or his master. So another one, the master is liable for injury done to his servant. Folks, Don't confuse the words servant and slave, master. This is talking about citizenship. This is talking about voluntary servitude to a government as master. So this is a warning more than it is just a statement of law. It's literally saying that if you allow yourself to become indebted or enslaved, then you literally then belong, as we've discussed, to your master that you're enslaved or indebted to.
Yeah, yeah, and it takes you back to that status that we were talking about. I mean, under God's law, supposedly all men would be equal. But in the political system, that's not true.
No, no, absolutely not. We'll be back with more Maxims of the Law with Free Man Bert. Stay with us.
Living in the street. Oh, there's a solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is this real, or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. You think it's real, it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love.
All right, folks, welcome back. The world is like a ride. You know, I'm trying to think of how to put these maxims to use with current... You know, current things that we're all used to. And the first thing that comes to mind is Social Security. And I hear a lot of people like myself, you know, I want to get out of Social Security. I don't want to be in the Social Security system. I don't want to be in any contractual system at all with government because I don't want to receive benefits and then be forced to receive everything else that comes with those benefits. So let's read let's write the maxims of law state about this concept that, I mean, look, folks, if you want to leave the system, you cannot expect to benefit from the system. That's the important part, because you would be benefiting from fraud, a known fraud. It says, one of the maxims says it's consent makes the law. A contract is a law between the parties, which can acquire force only by consent. So he who consents cannot receive an injury. So if you're consenting to being abused, you're not receiving a legal an injury. That's the problem with again being a citizen, is because, well, let's just read. This guy has separated them into benefits and privileges into a nice little section. It says favors from government often carry with them an enhanced measure of regulation. Anyone may renounce a law introduced for his own benefit. No one is obliged to accept a benefit against his consent. He who receives the benefit should also bear the disadvantage of that benefit. He who derives a benefit from a thing ought to feel the disadvantages attending it. So it goes on and on but basically say that if you are enjoying the privileges of something or the benefits of something, you are then, of course, required to receive the negative aspect of that thing. And, of course, government takes a full advantage of that fact, of that contractual nature of this, this good maxim. In other words, it's basically saying that if you're going to get a benefit, you need to be responsible for what happens with that benefit. But government has taken that through the contractual nature and just twisted it all to hell. And now we get the benefit of and the privileges and the enjoyment of pain, punishment, taxes, licenses, and extortion of every kind. So, you know, what we have here is a list of maxims that says what law should be. And then when we compare that to government, Bert, I mean, what do we see?
Yeah, I mean, we see them, and it's a twist of logic is really what it is. Because what they're saying is, look, we're being honorable. We're providing these laws for your protection, for your benefit. Now, look at it from a commercial point of view. If you go to Walmart, Walmart has this store set up for your benefit, so you can go there and buy things. But who in reality is receiving the ultimate benefit? Walmart. And they're putting products out there for you to purchase, not because they're necessarily for your own good, but because you're going to purchase them. And it's the same thing with the legal system. They put out this benefit not because they care about you, but because they know you're going to use them. And then they're going to tie you to that benefit because it's a give and take. And what people don't realize is that what they're giving you, what you're giving back to them, is in fact your entire being for that drop of benefit that they're giving you.
Yeah, it's basically commerce in souls. It's trading your soul to get a material benefit, which is, again, this is why the scriptures and what Jesus, be he a fictional or non-fictional character, I don't care. It's not the point, because, again, if all law is based on this Bible, then we better damn know, well, the Bible. I mean, we have to know what it says. What is the law? And then, of course, government gives you a choice. This is why it presents the Bible to you, because you're given a choice. You can live free, or you can do what they want you to do. And let me just give you another couple of examples. Listen to this very carefully, okay? This is a maxim, and it's telling you what happens when you accept this contractual nature. It says, one who avails himself of the benefits conferred by statute cannot deny its validity. So if you're sitting here and taking unemployment insurance, you're sitting here taking Social Security, Medicare, you cannot complain that it is an invalid or fraud because you're participating in the fraud. It also says, what I approve, I do not reject. I cannot approve and reject at the same time. I cannot take the benefit of an instrument and at the same time repudiate it. So it's telling you right there that you are either a participant or you are not. You cannot be both. Therefore, I can't go and I say, listen, I'm gonna quit Social Security, but I want to get back all of the fraudulent money that you took. Even though I'm admitting that this was fraud, I participated in the fraud, whether I was a willing participant or not, and therefore I cannot get a benefit from something that I'm saying is invalid. I hope that makes sense.
Well, and you know what's funny? I'm hearing you say all these things, and you're echoing in my head the same exact lines from some of the Supreme Court opinions that I've been studying lately. They base a lot of their opinions on maxims of law. But people don't realize that.
They twist them to benefit their own cause, of course.
Well, and here's how they use it. When you come in with an argument that doesn't fit them, then they use the maxims of law against you.
Sure.
So that's why you have to be careful how you're dealing with these people. And it's much better for you to have a solid ground to stand on, which is basically the principles of law, because then it makes it easy for you to dissect and deal with their law, because their law cannot be in violation of principles of law.
Yeah, well, it can and is, but it's not supposed to be. And
right, I mean, if you're going to win and stand on truth, that's how it's supposed to work.
Right. This is very similar to what we talked about with Jan Ervin and learning the fallacies and how they can be used against you. I have actually done, you know, in an argument or a debate, I have actually attempted to just use maxims of law in answer to any question that's thrown to me. And if you try this by yourself or try it with someone, you're going to be surprised that every question that is thrown or every accusation or anything else that's thrown against you can be answered with the maxims of law. If you're acting honorably under God or under nature, under the natural law, the principles of law can seriously, they cannot be defeated because they're based on absolute logic and reason. And they are based on, again, the presentation of law in the Bible, which, again, take out all the arguments against religion and everything else and just focus on what is said by the man Jesus, a living man, not the dead man, the living man. The church, of course, worships the death of Christ because it wants to be the replacement of Christ on earth. But if you read just the words of Christ, you understand where these maxims really come from. Of course, the Ten Commandments as well. That was the old presentation of law. So it's a combination of almost a spiritual thing where you just, you know, a maxim really cannot be denied. And that's in any reasonable sense. And that's why they're so important. That's why, as you say, they'd be so important to use to justify your case in a court of law against a judge who absolutely knows what these things are and that he should be beholden to them. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion. Despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust
All
programs.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're in the Corporation Nation. Again, with me is Freeman Burt every Thursday. We are talking about the maxims of law today, and there's one I like this one especially. And again, some of these are like you know, Confucius say type of things, almost something you'd find in a fortune cookie. And it says, "Many men know many things; no one knows everything." And I find that to be a maxim or a truth every day of my life. Also. It says, one is not present unless he understands. And this is a very important concept to get here, because these two words, present and understands, have everything to do with the justification, authority, and jurisdiction of law.
Well, how about a jury?
Well, yeah. Yeah. To be present means to actually be present within the jurisdiction of the law that's being declared or forced upon you. So you must understand or stand under that jurisdiction, that law. When we say understand, it really means stand under. And if you don't understand, which is why I would never tell a police officer that I understand the rights he's reading me, that would be foolish, because then I would be agreeing and present in his jurisdiction. I would let him talk till he's blue in the face, but I'd say, I'm sorry, sir, I just don't understand.
Yeah. Well, let me pick up what you said just now. There's actually a Supreme Court decision or opinion that backs up what you just said just now, because it said if you happen to have a juror who couldn't hear, then it's just like having a juror that wasn't present. You know? Or a juror that doesn't understand the language. It's just like he's not present. But you can actually take that even further, because if the juror is in the jury box acting as a servant of the master, which is the government, he cannot then be present as a neutral, impartial juror.
Good point. Good point. So, well, I guess that technically then anything a police officer does is also
biased.
Well, it's he cannot stand as a witness and the complainant and the complaining officer. Right? He cannot be a witness and or I should say a complaint if in other words, someone who lodges a complaint to an officer, which is a requirement for this type of action that he takes. He cannot stand as the witness and the officer that takes the action against the claim. I mean, it's the whole thing. All of this has been bypassed by very clever and well-written, attorney speak, basically. Now, this is one that I find to be really important. Probably one of the most important maxims, because it literally, and again, it's a warning. It's a serious, serious warning, because it takes you out of the natural law and puts you somewhere else. It says, agreement takes the place of the law. The express understanding of parties supersedes such understanding as the law would imply. So if you get, again, into the contractual agreement, which is what we do with government when we sign our little contracts, our unilateral agreements, which are contracts that we give away our rights in accepting some benefits. The express understanding of parties supersedes such understanding. So, you know, every time we sign something, we are putting ourselves outside of the protections of our own natural rights under God. And we're literally pushing those aside and say, yeah, give me benefits. But at the same time, completely give me tyranny. Give me everything that bad that goes along with the benefit. Forget it. I don't have rights. I just assign them away because I agree and I stand under through my understanding of this contract.
Exactly. I mean, you know, what's funny is that once you begin to get a grip on the basic comprehension of what truly law is, because people confuse law with regulation. Mm. And if you really look at everything that, of basically how the United States supposedly operates, they operate under regulation. They don't really operate under law, because everything that Congress puts out is in fact regulation. And people don't realize that the very constitution of the so-called United States, by definition, is that it's an ordinance. It's a regulation, because who put the Constitution together? Congress did. That, by definition, makes it an ordinance.
The Congress of the Constitutional Convention of the Articles.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess people still think that Congress was created by everything was created by the Constitution, and forget that previous history.
Yeah. And of course, all that fits perfectly into the molding of people's minds, because they want you to see something that is false and they want you to believe that it is in fact reality.
Yeah. It's again, because of the agreement, because of the contractual nature of us, we literally take the maxims of law, these things that we're reading right now, and we squish them and we squeeze them until they're non-existent anymore, simply because this one maxim, well, it's not just one, but it's many that say similar things, it takes us outside of our skin, outside of our natural being and places us into this artificial realm where anything goes, because we've agreed to let the agreement, again, as it says, agreement takes the place of the law. So it's a willing participation. Even if you don't know you're participating, even if you don't understand that you're in a contract and agreement, unless you rebut that presumption, unless you rebut the agreement because you now finally understand that, you're still stuck in it. Here it says, he who approves cannot reject. Right? I mean, these things are so powerful when you understand what they actually are referring to.
Yeah. Now, I put in here a some important definitions, because in this whole deal that, I mean, we're talking about maxims of law. And maxims of law, of course, they will apply if you're talking about a, like what Clint's saying, a contractual issue. But the maxims of law become extremely inapplicable or unapplicable when you're involved in a contractual situation, because the contract itself becomes the law. And therefore, it excludes the other law unless the contract itself is based on fraud. But if the contract itself is a knowledgeable one and it's based on consent, then it becomes the law.
Okay. Well, and this is important too, because we see all the time, over and over and over, but the court denies people, well, I should say it denies persons, the right to complain through the Constitution. And let me just read this particular case. It's an old case, but it's just over and over and over. You see this. It says, but indeed, no private person. Okay, that means a man who has entered into contract with government, basically, no private person has a right to complain by suit in court on the ground of a breach of the Constitution. The Constitution is a compact, but he is not a party to it. A private person is not a party to the Constitution. That's because you've entered into an agreement and you're not a man anymore. You're literally not a man. You're considered chattel, an artificial person. You have no rights as an artificial person. It continues. The people of the United States resident within any state are subject to two governments, one state, one national. It is a natural consequence of a citizenship which owes allegiance to the two sovereignties and claims protection from both. The citizen cannot complain. In other words, the citizen cannot use the Constitution as a complaint in court or complain that something is unconstitutional because he has voluntarily submitted himself to such a form of government. He has entered into an agreement bypassing any protections that might come his way through the maxims of law, the natural law. He has dismissed literally God. That's the true nature of the contractual relationship, of the agreement.
Yeah, yeah. So the point that I also wanted to bring up is people need to comprehend that you could step out of certain positions, certain status, and take that on of a customer. And that's why I put the definition of customer there for you there. Senior Clint.
Lex, fourth edition, customer, one who regularly or repeatedly makes purchases of or has business dealings with a tradesman or business house. That's interesting. We'll be back, finish up here. Sorry we didn't take calls today. We'll be sure and take them next week.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the final segment of the Corporation Nation today. My special thanks to Bert, as always, for joining me every Thursday to talk about all this craziness we call the legal system and government. So I'm talking about the word customer, and customer is, it's interesting because to become a customer, you're going to have to gain that status. How do you gain the status of customer with government as opposed to just a citizen or, you know, a member of the community and all that? So understand, to understand something or stand under something, really it creates standing. In other words, you know, sometimes we want standing. Most of the time we don't, because it means that you are standing within the jurisdiction of something. You understand it to the point where you have entered into and agreed again to that jurisdiction. So really, we're talking about underwriting, to write under or at the foot of, especially under other written matter, to sign one's name as to a document. This is how we underwrite our standing or our understanding. To show agreement with or to support, as if by signing one's name as a statement or decision. So again, when I agree that I understand a police officer's reading of my so-called Miranda rights, I am accepting those, which means that I literally am accepting the fact that he can say anything he wants and it will be admissible in court. He can lie, literally. That's what he's telling me my right is. To become a customer, you must understand what a customer is, and you take upon yourself that particular status. So what was customer again? One who regularly or repeatedly makes purchases of or has business dealings with a tradesman or business house. All right. Ordinarily, one who has had repeated business dealings with another, a buyer, purchaser, or patron. So, Bert, am I a customer of the police?
Well, you could be if you accept their protection.
Am I a customer of the mayor?
You could be if you accept his other benefits and protection.
Huh. Am I a customer of Walmart?
You could be if you go in there and buy their products.
Hmm. What's the difference?
Well, the biggest difference between being a customer of Walmart and being a customer of the state is that they coerce you into being a customer of the state.
You know what? Walmart coerces me with that darn happy face, too.
Well, then you're easy to coerce.
It's funny because that happy face has about as much power as government's little letters that they send to us. But we don't know that. That's the last thing they want us to know. So again, we're entering into an agreement to take up on a status of customer, which is basically someone who receives benefits through the act of commerce, a commercial enterprise, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that in and of itself even takes away some of the benefits and rights of citizenry when we become customers.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's what you are. When you're in the body politic, people don't realize that. When you're involved in the body politic, you're involved because you are wanting some kind of a benefit from it. And that's the protection. And in exchange for the protection, you have a duty to that body politic.
And there again, you're accepting not only the benefit, but also the consequences of that benefit. This is a maxim of law. You must accept everything that comes with the benefit. You must accept responsibility for accepting the thing that is given to you as basically as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
So the point that I really want people to take away from what we're trying to talk about here, the maxims of law and the system that you're being basically pinned up against, is that if you are going to stand free, okay, then you need to know the ground that you're using to stand free. Because if you're trying to stand free and yet you're holding on to one of the breasts, and then you're saying, well, I'm not free because I don't have both breasts, then that kind of doesn't make sense. And there are too many people out there attached to the government breast, and they're screaming to be free. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Well, it does in a twisted sort of way, because it's what we've been sold, that bill of goods that we've been sold, and we grew up in the entertainment, in the media, and that, you know, we've been told, basically, or taught that we can have our cake and eat it too. We can be a part of something and join something and yet be sovereign. And this is just not the case. You cannot exactly give up your rights to someone else and then also expect to be sovereign. So it's a, And we'll obviously explore this in much greater detail as long as I'm allowed to speak on this here program. We'll continue to break this down every week with Bert and obviously some other guests. So I want to thank you again, Bert. Anything else you want to cover today? Again, onlyfreemen.com. And what was your email address?
Yeah, I have two emails that people can use. Bert@onlyfreemen.com. And by the way, we're trying to perfect this website so that people can access all the information that we're putting out. And donotconsent83@yahoo.com. Donotconsent83@yahoo.com.
Very nice. By the way, folks, big news story that came out here in the last couple days that the NSA has cracked and hacked Google, Yahoo, and everyone else out there. They've cracked what they call the cloud servers. So all you people who've been backing up your computer and backing up this and that and throwing things up there in that wonderful gift we call virtual servers or virtual space. Guess what? You've just handed it over to the NSA. So congratulations on that. This is why I keep harping on the fact that we need to be very diligent, because maybe I'll get Luke Radowski on the program sometime, but he was recently he recently discovered that some PDFs were sent to his computer. And when they broke down the PDF files, which is why I never download PDFs from someone that sends me them in an email, he found out that there was embedded hidden child pornography embedded within the PDF files. And those were somehow transferred into the computer. So anytime the NSA or whoever wanted to, you know, go in and dig up the background of his computer, they would find these files and be able to accuse him of something he didn't do. So again, you know, we really have to be diligent, especially people like you, Bert, of where your information comes from, who's sending you these things, and just be careful when you're clicking on things, and be careful where you're storing things.
10-4.
All right, folks. I thought I heard music there, but it went away. Do we have music? Okay. I kind of swore I heard something. Well, anyway, thanks, Bert, for joining me. And, folks, tomorrow looks like I'll be going solo again. We'll make it a call-in day since we didn't take any calls today. And, Bert, again, thank you.
Well, thank you, sir, for having me.
Absolutely. We'll see you next week. And, again, join me tomorrow. We'll figure out something to talk about. Take care.
Financial uncertainty.